We decided that today, instead of doing a road show, we were going to do a show within the confines of our facilities across the country. So we held press conferences on the same issues across the 36 states and FCT, that's the Federal Capital Territory here in Abuja, to, one, make our observations known about our experience in the course of our roadshow yesterday, the behavior of the agents of the state, and our expectations from the government.
So you said that you have achieved overwhelming success. What did you achieve from Tuesday's strike?
First, we came out in our numbers in spite of the opposition from the government, from the security agencies, say we should not do it. We told them our right to hold these rallies remains enshrined in our constitution, national constitution. Second, we were able to express our feelings, state our demands to the appropriate authorities, and we got reassurances that these demands were genuine and will be expeditiously met henceforth.
President Bola Tinubu has taken some action, at least to meet some of your demands. Are you pleased with what the president has done so far?
Well, in my place, they say a half loaf of bread is better than none. But how we wish he should do more, because he has the capacity to do more within the space given to him. I forgot to mention this to you, that we have given another time frame within which we expect him to act positively. At the end of that timeline that we have given, we would reconvene and take a decision on the next line of action. This time, I do not want to preempt anything, though it's not likely to be a protest.
There are some, I think, some in the parliament who are suggesting the president should hand, I think, cash to citizens. Did you hear that? Would that be okay?
Yeah, those are handouts. I mean, what the Americans call the dole, that could help, but that is only for a limited time. We would want decisions that stimulate production, that are capable of bringing down the current inflationary spiral, and to also moderate this insane exchange rate. It is unpardonable. No reasonable government acting reasonably lifts its national currency to the storms of the market. The market is ruthless. The market is guided by unseen hands to the advantage of those who run the market. And I want to tell you, as a member of the Global South, we are not privileged to be in that club.
Let me put it right. I think the correct, instead of cash, what I meant to say was that is some in parliament has asked the federal government to introduce food stamps, a program of food stamps to help cushion the effect of hunger and food crisis in Nigeria.
Thank you very much, yeah, Mr. Boti. But you see, food stamps are not new. I'm sure the more advanced countries have used food stamps in time past. Using them here in the country, if properly implemented, will go a long way in moderating the hunger in the land for a limited time. It's the reason why we said there should be a multi-pronged approach, immediate, medium, and long-term. That way, if they're properly coordinated, we're going to have synergy and we'll move in a sedate speed to recovery.